It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we get the buzz on a Milwaukee barbershop that's helping to boost kids' literacy while getting their hair cut.
First, 3 weeks after an investigation by the Capital Times into conditions at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, state lawmakers have voted unanimously for an audit of the facility.
Cap Times investigation looked into concerns voiced by residents, employees, and volunteers of the King Veterans Home, which is the largest nursing home run by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
According to the report, residents are being neglected while the facility rakes in millions of dollars and even sometimes transfers surplus funds to other veterans programs.
Caitlin Farrell is covering the story at King. She's the Capital Times public affairs and investigative reporter. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me.
So you wrote the report that first highlighted conditions at the King Veterans Home. What prompted that first look into it?
Sure. So that story actually came after a story that I wrote in May where I examined the spending practices at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and had looked at their staffing levels there and how much they were spending on veterans benefits and the Veterans Trust Fund, which is a fund that funds those programs. So after that story ran, I had heard from some folks who had concerns about King, and then I just started making calls from there, and it kind of snowballed from there. So I think maybe once people saw that I was covering this agency or looking into things there, the tips started to come in. So,
and you spoke with people who were very closely connected with King, residents, staff, and also volunteers there. What were you hearing from those different constituencies?
Sure. So, well, a lot of the things that I outlined in my second story then about King was just a concern that the home was increasingly admitting very, very ill residents that they really struggled to care for because of prolonged staffing shortages there. And so we had this issue with many veterans coming into the home, complex mental and physical ailments, a shortage of staff that has been going on for a very long time. And this is while, you know, people had a lot of questions about how the veterans home had such a surplus, was able to bring in such excess revenue, so much so that millions was able to be diverted to fund other programs. And so that was really the bulk of the concern, which I had outlined in my first story.
Well, and Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokas had this to say about the issue at King.
We've done a great job, our team, our employees. It's saddened to see some of the things that are in the media, the allegations, but we're driving on. It's what we get paid to do, and we'll work through this like anything else. If there's things that need to be tuned up, we'll tune them up.
So, Caitlin, he's talking about if there are things to be tuned up, which makes it sound like overall things are in good shape. There might just need to be some tweaks made. As you look at the care that's being given at the King facility and how long it seems to have been a problem, do you think that's an accurate assessment?
Are you asking whether I think the secretary's assessment is accurate? You know, I mean, I'm not sure that I'm in a position necessarily to make an editorial judgment on that. I mean, I certainly respect the secretary's position. His statements that he made yesterday during the audit committee hearing is you know what I have been hearing the whole time, and I have really strived in my reporting to offer you know an equal platform for that. There is a tension that I have found in my reporting and in my talking with people. And what I have seen since I've been to King several times, and so there is definitely a tension there between what I'm still hearing from people and what Secretary Skokas is telling lawmakers. And you know, I think I said this before on this show. I don't doubt that many people have a positive experience at King, and I you know, I admittedly did not speak with all 700 residents there, and so I don't aim to necessarily you know project anything that might be inaccurate upon the entire home. However, the people I have talked to that come from a variety of positions, and I'm still hearing from residents, and I believe they're reaching out to several lawmakers as well. Senator Luther Olson has mentioned that he has heard from people who are corroborating much of what I've reported. And so that's mostly what I would say to that. You know, I'm still hearing from real people. I quoted real people in my story who have names and stories of their own, and what they're telling me in many cases has not matched what I've heard from that agency. But I'm interested, you know, as I've said, to you know, be really equal opportunity and be very fair and thorough in how I'm presenting the information I receive.
We're talking with Caitlin Farrell. She is the Capital Times reporter that has been uncovering conditions at the King Veterans Home and the type of care that veterans are receiving there. Secretary Skokas also said claims of wrongdoing are unfounded because he points to the fact that federal regulators have consistently given the facility high grades for its care, but the home also recently received a serious federal citation. Can you give us a sense of who's coming in and looking at King and what they have found?
Sure. So King is regulated by a couple different agencies. They're regulated by the federal VA, which comes in and does surveys. They're also regulated by the State Department of Health Services. It's DQA, the Division of Quality Assurance. And that's a state agency that routinely inspects nursing homes in the state. And so yes, those folks come in, they give inspections. What Secretary Skokas most frequently has invoked is the home's five-star rating. So the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid provides nursing home ratings for every nursing home in the country, I believe. And so he's right in saying that, you know, each hall at King is given a different rating, and those halls over the years have been given very good ratings, 4 stars and 5 stars. 5 stars is the highest rating that you can get. However, one thing that I did point out in my first story, and I'm going to be following up on and looking at as well, is really how these ratings are determined. It is true that for the CMS 5-star ratings, there is an inspector that comes on the campus and looks at things in person. But, you know, a big part of the overall score a nursing home may receive relies on information that they report to the federal government, and that information is not audited or checked by a third party. So it's kind of a complicated formula to look at, you know, how these scores are made, what the methodology is, and kind of gets wonky and in the weeds at that. But I guess I just say that to mean that there's more behind the scenes about how these ratings are done. The New York Times has also done some reporting on this as well. So that's what I would say to that, and I hope to dig more into that to help people understand that more.
So yesterday, Republicans and Democrats from both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature voted unanimously about how to address the King nursing home situation, and they decided that an audit would take place. When will this audit begin, and who's going to do it?
So it's my understanding that the audit is going to begin pretty immediately. It's going to be done by the Legislative Audit Bureau, which is a nonpartisan government agency, you know, used by the legislature. State Auditor Joe Christman spoke at the committee hearing yesterday, and he talked about how this audit was really he cast it as a medium-sized audit, so be I think around 6 to 9 months. And you know, much of what Mr. Christman said was that he's really open to, though, exploring whatever lines of inquiry he will happen to come across there. So it's a medium-sized audit, but he's open to having that be larger. And much of the sentiment that lawmakers talked about was really wanting to make sure that this audit would be done in time for budget considerations for the next biennium, so that they get an understanding that if there's deficiencies or things that they want to fund, things that they want to consider, that, you know, the audit will be completed in time so that they can then have the answers they're looking for and use them when they're making decisions about the next 2 years.
Well, and you just mentioned budget and in terms of the state budget, but looking at the budget of the King home, they are actually currently running a $38.9 million excess in their budget. Why would they have that much money that is designated for the home and not be using it to provide a higher level of care? Is there any explanation that's come out for that?
Well, I don't believe there's been a full explanation for that. I mean, the Department of Veterans Affairs has said that they has emphasized that they have reinvested money into the home. And so they have, and I honestly don't have a clear understanding. That's another follow-up that I'm working on right now, but about how that actually works. And lawmakers asked about that yesterday as well. You know, they get money from a variety of federal and state pots, if you will, and no one really has a clear understanding then of how spending decisions are made, how they're prioritized, and what the mechanics of that actually is. And so, yes, you're right. They have this $1 million, you know, almost $40 million in surplus revenue, and it's unclear, you know, why that's the surplus at this point, and what, you know, what isn't being funded, or and what, how those decisions are being made. I mean, all that the agency has told me is that they do take the, a portion of the money that King makes, and they do reinvest it in the home. And they've cited various projects that they have spent money on, and I've reported that. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's really a very clear answer to your question at this point, which is what I'm interested in figuring out.
Well, Caitlin, we'll look forward to following along on this story with you.
Thank you.
That was Caitlin Farrell, the Capital Times public affairs and investigative reporter who's been covering the story about the veterans nursing home at King.